Mr. Pompeo pointing the finger of blame at Iran. Well, why do you think he's doing that? I mean, because the Nasrallah fighters accept the responsibility for the drone attacks.
Of course, the United States have been accusing Iran of supporting the fighters and of trying to increase the pressure on Saudi Arabia, and that this is a war by proxy. We can see by the actions of the United States, by its military support of Saudi Arabia, that it is in the interests of the United States for Saudi Arabia to dominate that region. The United States is trying to basically shift the blame away from the actions of Saudi Arabia and its own actions towards Iran, because they want to simply say that this is nothing to do with the United States, that the Saudi Arabians are simply protecting their own nation. But we all know by the evidence of the war, by the evidence of the military support of the United States to Saudi Arabia, by the evidence of the economic relations between Saudi Arabia and the United States, we have to remember, your guest mentioned, of course, the bank Goldman Sachs. There are many, many banks who have just announced that they will be part of this flotation, including HSBC, Credit Suisse, Bank of America, Morgan Stanley. I can go on and on. This is a cream of capitalist profiteering. And whilst this flotation is going on, the war is also going on. And so we have a parallel here between blood and oil. The oil of the Yemeni people, the oil of the Saudi Arabia is not as important is more important to the West, excuse me, than the lives of Yemeni people. And this is the conflict that we're in. The Yemenis need to be free from the war. The war has to stop. There should be public condemnation of Saudi Arabia, international condemnation. And whilst arms deals are going on and oil is being floated on the stock exchange, we have children dying in hospitals. We have children being bombed by US-provided munitions to Saudi Arabia. And so the bigger picture here of the markets being controlled, as you just mentioned, is one which will benefit initially all these market forces. Whilst the impact, certainly this morning, has been quite severe, there will be people profiteering from this situation. The United States will profit from this in terms of putting pressure on Saudi Arabia to reduce its flotation, for example. And so the relation between war and business is so clear this morning with this action. And we only have to see what's going to happen in the future with the Yemeni resistance. If they continue to have this sort of impact, then it could be a game changer in the region.